All right, welcome to Wolf Talk. I'm Wolf, and my co-host isn't here, so hey, TJ. No, anyway, so we are here with Behind These Eyes. How are you doing today?
Good.
Doing all right.
So we're good.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Jordan. I play guitar.
I'm Connor. I play guitar.
I'm Buzzwell, and I play bass.
I do all the voice things.
Okay.
Not all.
Most of
Connor does a lot of things. So
he plays. He plays the voice because he's got a gimp pinky, so he could never play guitar.
That's true.
So he needs us. He really.
I mean, Tony Iommi never made any excuses, but I'm gonna stick to my guns.
So, how'd y'all get into music?
Lifelong thing for most of us, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess I started playing guitar because I was just really into Metallica. And I just wanted to play metal. And
yeah.
It's just funny because we're not metal. But
my dad used to play guitar, so I just kind of grew up around it. So,
yeah.
We always had a bass player down here where I'm from. We always had guitar players, and so I just got stuck playing bass and fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I've got the crappiest story of all. I just loved Disney movies when I was a kid, and I was like, man, these are the best singers ever. I'm like, that would be sick. So that was my goal. And then puberty happened, and I had to relearn how to sing all over again. So that was awesome. Yeah. But at that point, I gotten pretty decent at hair metal. And
well, there you go.
But it was pretty much a daily thing for all of us.
I mean, look. Out of the blue, my boss started singing a song from Aladdin today. I'm like, what did that come from? What did that inspire you to sing that? Like the
one with Robin Wood, like the original one, like the cartoon.
Yeah.
I always thought the man song from Mulan was like super catchy and kick ass. Like, we like cover that sometime and make it like pretty hard.
Right there.
Say less. I've been talking about Pop Goes Disney or Punk Goes Disney for like a decade now.
Man, we can't get him to stop talking about it.
So who are your biggest influences?
I love Blink-182 a lot. That's a lot of where my guitar contribution comes from, is just pop punk sound mixed with, I don't know, metal influences. Because we, all of us were playing in metal bands before this, and we finally were like, okay, now we got a good singer. Now we can do some other stuff. So we started writing this.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd have to say I like a lot of classic punk. Like, I listen to a lot of, you know, Misfits and Dead Boys, Bad Religion, Pennywise, stuff like that. But, you know, I also enjoy metal and, you know, used to play a lot of Nirvana and stuff like that when I first started learning how to play guitar. And, yeah, pretty much anything. I like all kinds of stuff, so...
So I was real big into Mudvayne back in the day. So Ryan Martini is.
Oh, Mudvayne, yeah.
Bass player answer right there. Yeah.
My favorite from Mudvayne was the one that they put in Ghost Ship.
What was that?
Not Falling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite.
That was one of the top albums they had. Oh, I love that one. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, on any given day, you'll have me in the playlist. It'll be like Dimash singing opera, and then Shadow of Intent will be playing next, followed by like, something in Mulan or like a Disney song. It's all over the place, from like Miles Davis to Tenacious D is one of my big ones. I would say Jack Black is.
So you got Aladdin in your soundtrack, right?
Not currently shuffled.
Don't let him lie to you.
He won't admit it.
When we were kids, this guy loved Kiss.
It's like,
that is true.
I was into a lot of 80s metal back then, and the rest, thanks to my friends, into like Black Dahlia, Cannibal Corpse, I Killed the Prom Queen, Bless the Fall. The list goes on.
Oh yeah, like
a lot of Christian bands too. Color Morale.
That's a good band, actually. I really like those.
As I Lay Dying.
Oh, classic one right there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Anything metalcore, deathcore is, yeah, great.
Definitely, Lamb of God's really good too.
Oh, Pantera.
Pantera always. That's legendary, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the first band any of us have really been in that wasn't metal, so it's kind of, I think it's much harder to write a song with singing for us than it is to play a bunch of heavy stuff and do a lot of screaming that we're really used to doing, so it's a little more of a challenge for us.
Yeah, it's kind of forcing us out of the comfort zone a little bit, but it's a nice reprieve from always just being aggressive.
I mean, definitely, dude. I mean, even in pop punk, I would like to just bring that aggressive attitude always to the forefront of it, for sure. You know, no matter what it is.
Yeah, we all love breakdowns, so we just throw those into pop punk and kind of, I don't know, that's how it ends up, I guess.
Yeah.
If Slaves met Blink-182.
Right. I mean, if Blink-182 and Slayer had a love child.
Did you guys see that Slayer t-shirt that said five layer on it? Like a five layer burrito? But it was a Slayer shirt?
Oh my gosh.
No, but
it looked awesome though.
So you guys working on anything new?
Actually, we have about a 10 track album. All the instrumentals are done. We just gotta wait for Cameron there to do his thing, because basically we have two home studios. We have one here at my house, and I'll record all the instrumentals here, and I'll do the drums, and I do most of the guitars. And whether or not it's basically me and Connor will write a song, and then we'll pepper leads on each other's stuff or whatever, and I'll record all of it, and then Buzzwell comes over, does his bass, and we send it on to Cameron, and he does his thing, and song done, you know.
Yeah,
so we got about three left, and I'm kind of hoping we're aiming towards like summertime.
Okay,
if we had to put a time limit on it, which we never have,
right?
I'm putting Cameron on the spot, that's all.
No goals are good, right? Pressure makes diamonds.
If you shined a light on him, if there was a light shining on him, you'd probably see sweat coming down his forehead.
Oh no, dude, he's got it. He's got it. He'll stress about it, but we won't see it.
Well, what he'll do is he'll show up and sing something, and he'll be like, "Yeah, man, this is all I got," and like it's just really terrible, man. It's just awful, and he'll sing it or like.
And then me and Connor will sit there and be like, no, do that. Actually, do that. What are you talking about? And then, yeah. After about 8 hours of intense cuddling, that's how we write music. We just go in and play it, and then it's done. Song done. That's how it works, really. We weren't going to say anything. But
I mean, everybody knew.
Nobody's going
to. Whatever works. Whatever works, y'all. I'm no judgment. No judgment. It's
fine, a little unorthodox. We get results.
Results.
And that's all we need.
Hilarious. It's hilarious. How long have you guys been together?
Oof. I mean, it started out like me and Connor and Buzzwell were in this heavy band and playing shows and stuff. It wasn't really going anywhere. So me and Connor and Cameron just started messing around in my home studio writing this pop punk-esque sound, and it made us just kind of want to forgive or give up on the other thing, and we just started pursuing this. And I think that was back in what, 2016, 2017.
Yeah, well, and it all started so like it just kind of evolved, really, because all it started out as was an acoustic demo that Cameron and I had recorded in like this trailer in a trailer park in like a bedroom where we like hung up blankets and stuff. And
well, that's the thing nowadays. Nobody uses drapes. It's all blankets.
Yeah. Well, and we had like a single snowball, like cheap microphone, and we just did it, like recorded the whole room. And I played guitar and Cameron sang, and we just kind of went back and forth and just recorded it. And then
I heard it,
sent it to Jordan.
And I was like, and then like a couple days later, I was like, dude, I got this whole instrumental recorded, like drums and everything. I was like, and that's kind of it. It's actually became the song that we have, Liar Liar, is that song. Yeah. So that was the first song really that we wrote together or wrote as a band.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. How did you come up with the name Behind These Eyes?
I was in high school and my second band ever was a deathcore band, and we called it, but Buzzwell was actually our bass player, and our original drummer was also the drummer of the original Behind These Eyes, and we were flopping around on names for a long time, and every name that we would choose seemed like there was already a band called that already. So we it was either you or Cameron, because one of you guys brought up like Behind These Eyes, and I was like, that's not a bad idea. And then it's like I asked the other guys and everybody thought it was a good idea, so we just kind of went with it again.
Well, people had brought it up because when we finally got solidified as like a lineup, before our original drummer, he had some health stuff come up, so he had to take a break. And but it was three out of like four or five of the original Behind These Eyes lineup. So we were just joking, like, oh, we should just call it Behind These Eyes. Yeah. And then it just happened.
Yeah.
That weird silence, everybody nodded.
We were actually, originally we were called Liar Liar, and then we found out there was like three bands with that name, so we were like, well, we better not go that route.
Yeah.
Did you notice Connor, he's talking Behind These Eyes, but do you know he's hiding behind my emblem?
Yeah, I know, I can see it. It's okay. I know, but sometimes I'm like, I'll peek around there.
You're like Mike Wazowski.
You weren't sure if that's how people saw.
Well, like, that is honestly how I felt. I was like, maybe it doesn't look that way, like, overall, but it's kind of weird because of where the phone's set up, it's, you know.
Right, right.
We got it sitting on a tool chest thing, leaning up against plastic.
No, cream. We don't. It's on a little stand. It's professional.
Yeah, super.
Yeah, we just.
To be fair,
I'm no professional.
Yeah, we didn't know we were in headphones, Cameron.
This is good. To be fair.
I was gonna say that. What is behind that curtain? But you know.
Oh, that's a shower.
A dude. He's just
somebody.
Don't mind me. I got a studio apartment. It's all just one.
I've been there.
Efficiency right there, buddy.
Yeah.
To be fair though, we've all been playing music with each other in some extent, one way or another, whether it's a solidified group or not, for at least a decade or more.
Oh yeah. Since high school.
Yeah, I spent most of my days avoiding Scholastics and instead going to make music with Connor. And
And I had Buzzwell.
Yeah, I didn't go and then we much.
Since we were what, 18?
Oh, you're older than me, so I was still in high school. I was 17.
Oh, yeah, anyway, man, that's a long time ago now.
That's the same year I met Cameron, and I actually didn't meet you until later. But
probably like 8 years ago. Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys do a tour, let me know, because I'd love to have you in Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go down that way.
Yeah, it seems like things are way cheaper in Ohio. Sometimes I'm looking for used cars for sale, and I'll see a car, and it's like really good price. I'm like, wow, no way. And it says it's in Ohio, and I'm like, man, we got to go to Ohio.
Just for that.
I would.
I think he's pulling my leg, because I'm like.
Hey, you can't really trust anything that comes out of Connor's mouth. But
I was going to say you'd probably find it cheaper in Kentucky. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've never been to Kentucky. I got a friend that lives out there though on a farm, and he said it's.
You know, they actually have cars down there with that ride around with no hoods.
Yeah, it's running too hot. Why don't we just take the hood off? You know. I Tommy boyed a car once on the interstate.
I actually drove 9 hours in that Honda Civic you sold me, Connor, overheating with the heat on, both windows down. It was like 80 degrees outside. Tiana was passed out next to me just to go see A Day to Remember, state champs, and Parkway Drive.
Do you remember that we ratchet strapped the wheels on that car?
Yes.
Because we broke all the studs off?
Yeah. That car was...
You drove home like 30 miles?
Also at 30 miles an hour. Slowest I've ever driven.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, roadkill. Talking to you guys.
I'm driving separate from you guys. You guys driving the van.
Yeah.
To be fair, we just ratchet strapped the struts because they weren't holding on to the control arms anymore. So
yeah,
it wasn't that bad. We just stopped them from sliding out towards the wheels.
That's all I got is wow. I'm glad you made it back and forth. Yeah. I mean,
it was a one-way drive. But after that, it was chopped up and sent to a junkyard.
I don't know. When I mentioned Ohio, so I was like, man, I've been seeing all this stuff in Ohio.
Have you really seen stuff from Ohio?
Like on like Craigslist and stuff, or like Facebook Marketplace and all that stuff. Like, I'll see like a bunch of stuff that's like way cheaper than it is, at least in the part of Wisconsin that we live in. Like, this way more affordable. Anything though, really. One time I was looking for wood stoves and I found one and I was like, man, this is super cheap. It's like $300, and it was in Ohio.
To be fair, you spend like way too much time on that too. So I mean, it's more than your common man.
How else are you going to find project cars you'd never be able to just sustain?
Not everybody does that.
A lot of people do that. I'm sure
there's I'm not saying that.
My dad, okay, look, my dad made, when I was a kid, him and I put together a yellow Jeep Wrangler. And it took the top off. And him and I we put it together. Like, he bought the body and we took an engine and put the engine inside of it when I was a kid. And it was so freaking cool. And
those are cool.
So yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, yeah, Ohio does that thing around here. So I mean,
oh yeah, yeah. Jeeps are cool. I had a Jeep once, it was awesome.
He actually had two. He had a red one and he had a yellow one. But he sold the red one. We had the yellow one for a while, and then he got rid of the yellow one. But yeah, we put it together as a kit, man. We put the whole engine in and everything when I was a kid. And yeah, I mean, it was crazy. We went ball high-end and fields and stuff. Yeah,
that's pretty much what we do up here and all around this area. Same thing.
Get drunk.
Well, I mean, I was like probably 8. So yeah, getting drunk wasn't a thing then for me.
Oof, it is here. Wow, yeah. No, I'm just... It is here.
Yep, you'll see like a 10-year-old kid out to dinner at a supper club with their family and
or by himself.
Oh, let us get a kitty cocktail for the lad here. Let's
just want the sword with the cherries.
Yeah, you know, we want to feel sophisticated.
I mean, around here when I was growing up, it was a thing where you could put your kids in the back of the truck, in the bed of the truck, and drive around and not get in trouble. Now it's
damn, you're taking it.
I know, right? They're gonna take you to jail, take your kid and take your car.
that's why I like those vehicles that like have the top that comes off the truck bed type thing, and they got like a bench seat or something back there, like a Blazer or something, you know, and then you got seatbelts, so then it's legit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I should just install seatbelts in the bed of the truck and
yeah, just go get like some kind of seat and just self-tap her.
when I get pulled over, I'll be like, they have seatbelts.
Yeah. DOT approved.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Yep.
Connor had a little pregame before we started the interview.
Oh boy.
Don't worry, boys. It's not like it used to be. I'm not going to get lost walking around in the dells.
Oh, there you are.
You guys got any shows coming up?
Well,
we're hoping there's a few coming up here. Nothing booked right now, but
like, yeah, I said we got those. We got a couple songs that are in that just need to be pretty much finished. We're kind of, I guess, we're not really sure which song it'll be. But I don't know, Cameron. What do you think? I mean, you're the one that's.
We did our part.
Yeah, you just got.
Unfortunately for me, I'm usually not the type of person that can just listen to something and then be like, not usually, not unless we're like all together and then I come up with something while we're writing. But I'm not the kind to just kind of throw something on to get it done.
Right.
Because I don't want to be up there just pretending that I mean the words that I'm saying or anything like that. And I guess it's more so the struggle of finding something worth saying that I think is worth hearing, I should say, because everybody says things. But you don't learn nothing if you don't listen. So I'm trying, boys.
No, you're good. That's a really good answer, Cameron.
I just want something that's worth listening to versus another band out there that's just, hey guys, we got a new song out. Hey guys, we got a new song out this week. And then you listen to it and it's like the same song. Or every song I write is about girls. Try not to do that.
Well, you've always got kind of a quality over quantity work ethic about you.
Yeah. He's done songs like three. I've gotten like three different versions, like lyrics, patterns, everything is completely different. And it's like, damn, dude, I was like, I like the first one, but this one's way better. And then he changes it again and it makes it even better. And it's like, damn, in the end, it's really great. It just, sometimes it takes a minute, you know.
So do you
we're doing it all ourselves. So.
Right. Do you guys have a drummer?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. Where is he tonight, boys?
I think he's in the kids tonight, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he kind of came in. He's very new, and he kind of came in after the album was done or like written instrumentally. So he's, you know.
Yeah, he kind of came in and was willing to learn the material that we already had, and then to stick with us and to write new material and play shows and tour and stuff. So,
oh, awesome.
So he did. I guess he, you know, I don't know. He didn't write any of the stuff he's playing currently. So,
right.
We didn't want to like, you know, put him on the spot or if he didn't feel comfortable or if he's busy.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that.
But he's been holding his own.
Oh yeah, he's been super great, keeping us in line.
Yeah, very very good guy, good drummer, good friend.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. Like when we, because we've known each other for so long, it's like a family, you know. And when he came in,
oh, absolutely,
as a complete stranger, and really just hit it off with like the music that he likes. Like he goes into metal and to the punk, just basically like we do. And he just, you know, he skateboards like we do, you know, a bunch of things like that. And it was just, we hit it off super quick and we couldn't imagine having anybody else really.
So you guys skateboard too?
Oh yeah. I mean, come on.
Really?
Snowboard sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Jordan's being modest. Jordan's being modest, but he's like, he could have been amateur. He could have definitely been paid to skateboard at some point.
Really?
I was sponsored by some local shops and stuff. Got free boards, you know.
Shout out to Monkey Graphics.
That's right, dude. Yeah.
Do you got any videos?
Yeah, Monkey Graphics. I was in some compilations, and then I had like a little teaser. We were shooting a video, and it never came out because it was just a local thing here in Black River. I didn't even live in Black River. I'm from like 30 miles away in Sparta, but like I would drive up here and I ended up like I heard about the team or whatever. I was like, how do you get on the team, you know? And they're like, well, you got to beat everybody in skate. So I did that, and then I had to wait for like the owner or whatever to get off of work, and then he took me to his apartment. It was like actually kind of sketchy, but like he gave me like 20 shirts and like 3 skateboards and like a hat, and I was like, all right. I was like, this is cool. I was like, what, 18? Yeah. Something like that. I was like, yeah, right on, you know.
Send me some of your videos. I want to check them out.
They're on Vimeo, I think. I don't run it.
There's one on YouTube, and it's the one he did this just massive heel flip like off over a rail at the skate park here in town
without a shirt on. It matters.
Send me a link. I'll check it out.
Because there's no shirt, right? No, I'm just kidding.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
It was a joke.
You're hilarious, Jordan.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I just wanted to see you skate. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because it's like we're all quite a bit older than the average skater, and Jordan happens to just be pretty good for that.
I watch a lot of movies with skateboarders, and I've always wanted to meet somebody that's a skateboarder, and it's kind of cool that I met somebody.
Heck yeah.
I'm here for you.
Okay.
You ought to make some new ones now, Jordan. Dude, you still got it.
Dude, I don't know. Too many kids. Don't have enough time. To go skate. We spend all of it, every minute that I get, I do music instead.
Now you need to start skating again. Just saying.
I still have a board and everything. I actually got it from Connor because I broke mine. But yeah, I still do. It's just finding the time.
Yeah, you know you're old when you bust a kickflip in front of my house and land it clean and then slip a disc in your back.
I literally did that. I went straight to the ground and like crawled over to his yard and was like, I gotta go to the ER, man. Like right after work. It was a great day.
Oh boy.
This will never happen again.
Oh, there it says the mic's off.
Oh, there we go.
But anyway, back to what we were talking about, music. Oh yeah.
Is that what this is about?
So
that's only half of it. We just want the music to get everybody to listen to us talk about stupid shit.
Okay, well, I mean I guess.
That's half of it, I'm telling you. You're laughing on an awful lot, so evidently it's working. No, I'm just kidding.
So, how many songs do y'all have?
I think we've released, what, 6?
I want to say, like, all together between songs that we either haven't released or songs that we're never going to release, maybe old songs or demos or things that we just play for fun. But like there's still whole songs and some of them are recorded. I'd probably say 15 or so.
Yeah, around there.
Something like that.
Are they right, Cameron?
I don't know their track count. They have instruments. Anything's possible.
I've made a few different tracks, you know, trying to figure the whole scheme of what we want to put on our first album, you know, and I've got it boiled down to about 10 songs. And originally there was going to be 13 tracks, but we kind of some of the stuff just didn't really seem like it fit on the album. And we have a song called Quarantine, which oddly enough has the most views on YouTube. And that was a fluke. Like I just wrote a song one day, not even for the band, and Cameron took it and recorded vocals. I was like, well, we should probably release that because it's really good. And that won't be on the album. You know, just we have demos and odds and ends and stuff like that.
That's definitely a very raw demo. establishing our very beginner level talent.
Yeah,
you how can... to record, mix.
Yeah,
what is gain staging? All the difficult things of actually getting into it.
Yeah, by the end of the album, you can actually hear that. Like, if you like look at the songs that we've released in order, it like progressively gets a little better. And I think we finally have kind of gotten a hold of at least making it sound pretty good.
Now, you said you made a song named Quarantine. Was that around COVID?
Yes, that's why we named it that. For some reason, I had the idea that it would get more views that way. And that didn't really help at all, but it's still pretty cool.
It's pretty funny you say that, because I actually had another band actually do a video about COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that was a crazy, crazy time. I mean, a lot of things changed everywhere for everybody. That was really crazy.
And Buzzwell is being super quiet.
I was going to say, how you doing there, Buzzwell?
I promise. I'm not a talker. It's I get nervous.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah,
hey, at least you're in the show. So, hey, that's okay.
I come for something, right?
He's embarrassed because he's got to do an interview with us, and he knows he's just embarrassed.
I think Buzzwell wants to see your videos with your shirt off.
No, he already has. He's got them saved in his phone and everything.
Hey, Matt, you said it was a secret.
They deserve to know. I don't know why we're...
Hey, man, I got to be the one recording all of it. I got to set up a fan here. Your hair is just like, we got to get that blowing, you know? I'm going to spray you with a hose. You're going to look real good, you know?
And it's not even good either in the tail end.
Well, you know, because Jordan doesn't have big enough tits for me to watch him like that. So I'm...
He probably feels the same way about himself.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. I know. I saw him.
Oh, man.
I just do what I can. I don't know what you're asking of me, people. I'm just kidding.
I mean, you know, I could share your like video, and I know pretty, you know, some women would want to see you shirtless, but
probably not. Honestly.
It's going to be that day where he's skating shirtless and fails, slides across the concrete.
And I have too many unfinished tattoos. It's bad.
That's awesome.
You're like, I don't know if you're kidding or not.
How many unfinished tattoos do you have?
Too many.
Two. But they're
I've got close to 30 tattoos.
Oh,
geez. If you got his finger and everything, I don't know. It's weird. I got a weird story about it, if you want to hear it. So
sure,
I
go
started
ahead.
Getting my half sleeve done in my, I was like 19 or something. And I had like a whole other session paid for to get this done. And my tattoo artist ended up passing away. So I just never touched it again to respect his, you know, because so that's the reason for that. And the other one is because I got it done in this basement when I was 17, and that guy I don't even talk to anymore. I really knew him at all. So like it's done enough, you know, like that's whatever.
Like you get the picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
which is funny because it's a Metallica tattoo.
It's like a straight to tape, straight to video.
Yes, I'm dead.
Okay, so you guys got any more info or tell anybody about where you can buy your stuff or get merch? I'm sure you get merch.
That would be Cameron's forte on where to get the music.
Well, run us Spotify, Apple Music. What else, Cameron?
Pretty much anywhere that DistroKid distributes, so like Deezer, Tidal, like you said, we've got YouTube Music, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. Surprisingly, we had a boost there for a while on Amazon. Didn't even know that was a thing. So shout out to our Amazon listeners. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Where are you? We don't see you anymore.
Fluid. Jesus Christ. You know, Fluid actually sponsors fucking Dollar General.
What? We got one of those. Yeah. I feel like every small town in the Midwest, you got a Dollar General.
Yeah, we'll just start hanging up behind these eyes posters in the window.
I actually work. I'm an assistant manager at Dollar General.
We could do a Dollar General tour.
There we go. Dollar General's right next to my house.
I can tour mine. Mine's in great shape.
Yeah, ours is it's good. People are cool.
Is there roll painters off the floor?
Nah, it's a mess, to be honest.
I can walk through my store. Me and my boss work our butt off. And my team, I mean, I have a good team. I actually have a great team. They do their stuff. We get stuff done, get it quick, get it off the floor. Store looks great.
Hell yeah.
What I've seen, a lot of places are really lacking good help or even people in general. So it's usually around us. It's like one or two people working. Well, if that.
I can tell you why, but it's going to have to be behind the scenes because I'm not talking about it on. Because I might get fired.
Yeah.
You can't change that.
Well, it's the closest store to my house. Love it. Dollar General. Saves my life every day.
It's easy to walk there when you're drunk, huh, Connor?
Well, I mean.
Walk.
You just got to go before. What time are you guys close? Like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
Dude, they close here at 8.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But our Walmart closes at like, I want to say like 10 or 11 or something.
Oh, our Walmart around here is open 24/7.
Yeah, we used to be like that, but not anymore.
Yeah, but our bars are only closed for 4 hours. I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, our bars are open till like 2 a.m. and then you can 2:30. Go at 6 a.m.
So really? It's two during the weekdays, I believe, and I think it's 2:30 or 3 on the weekend, something like that.
I mean, it's usually 2:30 here. They close, yeah. But they don't open until like 10, 11 o'clock.
Here you can do, most bars don't open until like 10 or 11, but you can, alcohol sales are allowed at 6 a.m.
Well, yeah, same
some,
here.
Some places like that serve breakfast and stuff like that are open that early. You know, like a pub and grill and stuff like that.
Denny's is open 24/7. So, I mean,
there yeah, we used to have a Denny's, but not anymore.
Fuckers.
I know.
All right. So, anything else y'all want to talk about?
Well,
follow us on Facebook, like our page, listen to our music.
I promise you're real.
We should have a new song come. We want to follow up Far From Fine relatively quick. Should I name drop Cameron or should I just pick one?
We'll work on it.
You got some options.
All right. We're going to have a song called Oh No, the Rancor coming. Yes, that's from Star Wars. I had to name the file something, and I sent like a clip of it to Cameron in like just a text message. And he was like, that name's gotta stay. And I was like, okay. I was like, I like it. So yeah, well, Oh No, the Rancor should be.
Well, anything
out.
When you guys put that album out, send me the link and I'll definitely post it on our pages.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you
so much.
Not a problem. So yeah, if you're all ever coming out this way, let me know. I'll hook you up. Like, I know I'm going to be doing this event every year. So
yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you.
Nice to meet you.
Awesome to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, guys. So this has obviously been Wolf from Wolf Talk, and welcome and thank you so much for behind these eyes coming to join me.
Well, thank you so much for having
thank
us.
You.
All right. But that's it. We'll see you again soon and we'll definitely have you back on the show.
Sounds awesome. Good. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.
Check you later.
Did you see those balloons?
Yeah.
Did you see those balloons?
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah, what was